Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who met his wife while training for the 400 meters in Seattle and is eating gluten-free whilst lusting after bread, Dave Denniston.
My house is on fire. This is Dave Denniston with the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Well, it was nearly a year ago, late March 2014, I got the scariest call of my life. My wife had called me. She was sobbing uncontrollably. She couldn't stop crying, and she must have been flowing rivers of tears. I couldn't understand what the heck she was saying, and I asked repeatedly, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And between stifled calls, she finally cried out coherently, "My house is on fire and it's my fault." She cried and she cried. My heart must have stopped. My stomach dropped. Was my life about to be changed? Dear God, I hope no one was hurt. This was not the call I was expecting. I thought, oh my gosh, what about Evangeline? She didn't say anything about her. Did she get hurt? Is she okay? Well, thank goodness when I asked her, the answer was everyone was okay. I breathed a sigh of relief. Are you hurt? Are you okay? She was unharmed too. Awesome. Whew. Dodged a bullet on that one, you guys. And she was concerned about all this stuff in our house. She was thoroughly embarrassed by the incident. And you know, I didn't care at that point. I was just so glad everyone was okay. Now you see, my father-in-law was a firefighter. And back about 10 years ago, I was a volunteer firefighter as well. And my wife couldn't believe that she was so careless and that this could happen to her. Well, it all started in the afternoon. My wife had made herself an incredibly healthy lunch of salmon salad over some mixed kale with pumpkin seeds and cranberries. And our little miracle child that you guys have heard about before, Evangeline, was in her high chair. And she was refusing to eat. As a matter of fact, she was flinging food left and right, and she was whining and whining and whining. Well, she decided to take her down. After setting the plastic tray near the stove and give her a bottle and set her down for a nap, next thing she knows, the smoke alarm is going off. She runs frantically out to the kitchen, and to her horror, she discovered that she had accidentally left a burner on in the kitchen after cooking the salmon and had put the plastic tray partially on the stove. Poof! It caught on fire. Now, as you all know, my family has been through some crazy life-changing events with my daughter, Evangeline. And at the time, I didn't think this was a huge deal. It was just inconvenient. As you can see, if you look at some of the pictures I have online, it was a kitchen fire. And it wasn't like the whole place burned down to the studs. It was just really a small little area of the house. But my goodness, I was shocked at all the stuff that I get replaced. Of course, in the kitchen, the microwave, the cabinets, the countertop, the stove. But you guys, that was just the beginning. We needed new floors, new mattresses, new carpets in the whole house. New paint in the whole house. And every piece of clothing had to be treated and cleaned. So what was the whole bill? It was over $90,000. I couldn't believe it. Well, thank the Lord we had good insurance. We didn't have to pay a single penny out of pocket for the replacements, only the upgrades. And a lot of young physicians, you guys, when you are transitioning into practice, insurance is incredibly important. Most of us at that stage have no assets, tons of student debt, and lots of earning potential. However, all of that being said, insurance is necessary for many reasons, particularly for high-earning docs with their whole career ahead of them and often a lot of debt behind them. So consider the following questions. How would your family manage without your income if you died or became disabled? How much do you have in reserves for the stuff happens in life events? The bottom line, you guys, insurance, while it's necessary to protect our families, it is a cost that should be minimized. Frankly, insurance of all types are oversold, in my opinion. My basic philosophy is when you're most vulnerable, that's when you need insurance the most. So I encourage you, save and save and save so you don't need an insurance company anymore. And you can be self-insured down the road. And if you check out the Council of Disability Awareness or the Social Security Administration, it's usually lists like cancer or heart attacks or diabetes, back pain, injuries, arthritis, that kind of stuff, are all the common causes of long-term and short-term disabilities. And furthermore, almost 3 out of 10 will become disabled before reaching age 67, you guys. That's 30%. Now, the good news is it usually doesn't last too long. The average duration when we're below 50 years old is 5 to 6 years. So think about this. How would your financial situation change if you weren't able to perform at your current capacity for 5 or 6 years? Voila, that's why we have long-term disability insurance. Now, in my workbook, The Insurance Guide for Physicians, I outline how you can minimize the cost of your disability income, and as well as life insurance. So I talk about what you should get rid of and when you can even reduce the amount of the insurance in your policy. So make sure to check out the books tab here on drfreedompodcast.com, and you can grab a new copy. I have just revised it. All new stuff is going to be put in here. Now, you guys, overall, I can't tell you how many times I personally have griped about insurance costs. I hate paying that bill. But my goodness, I sure was happy to use that insurance when I needed it. So make sure you're covered. And hey, by the way, make sure to check out at the very bottom of the podcast here online at drfreedompodcast.com, the end results of our remodel. We were so grateful for that time period. I'm so happy that my wife turned out and my daughter turned out just fine. If you guys ever have any questions about this stuff, how to keep it cheap, hey, reach out. Dave@daviddeniston.com. Make sure to check in again soon. This is Dave Deniston with the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast.